Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee.
Welcome to this episode of Ours to Protect. I'm Ellie Mackey, and in this episode, we'll be discussing transport in celebration of Bike Week taking place earlier this month. We'll be speaking to primary school students from Gortnahoo National School who recently took part in some bike safety workshops. We'll also hear from TFI Local Link Tipperary General Manager Anthony Moroney, retired teacher Noel Buckley, and Brian White from the Carrickenshire Lions Club will be telling us all about an upcoming cycling event. So earlier this week, I paid a visit to Gortnahoo National School, who recently received their third Green School flag, with this year's focus being on transport. I caught up with some of the students on the Green School Committee.
Who here wants to tell me why they wanted to be on the Green School Committee?
Because they help environment.
I wanted to be on Green School because they helped the earth so it won't be all dirty.
So tell me, what did you do to get your green flag for transport?
We kind of do our walk on Wednesday, every Wednesday, so we go around to the classes and we do a survey to see, like, who's walked, who's, like, cycled, who can park and stride. And then normally the class with the most people who came in a green way would get a prize.
How do you get to school?
In a car.
I usually come by car.
Car.
Walk.
You walk, very good.
Car.
Usually car.
Car and cycle.
Bus.
Walk.
Bus.
A lot of mixed answers there, but the Green School Committee students told me the results from their survey showed most students in their school travelled by car. To get a clearer idea on why that is, I spoke to former teacher Mr. Noel Buckley.
Most of them are driven to school.
Yes, that's what I found.
Yeah, I did a survey one time there and I think out of 300 students, 35 walk to school.
Why do you think that is?
When I teased out that a bit, it turned out some of them argued their bags were too heavy.
Yeah.
Then I followed up that by weighing bags, and those that were driving to school were carrying heavier bags, but those that were walking to school packed their bags more cleverly.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, you know, obviously if you have to carry something, you'll think about what you need to carry, whereas a lot of them threw books in, but a lot of them argued it wasn't safe to walk to school.
Yeah.
Whereas when I started teaching in 1985, between 1985 and 95, the majority of students were either cycling or walking to school. In fact, your biggest challenge as somebody driving to school to work was between the traffic lights in Irishtown and the school, because there were so many bicycles coming at you from everywhere. You know, the schoolyard is proliferated with bicycles. Now, no one cycles to school. Mm. That's one example. And as I said, you didn't have a problem with parking outside the school. Lots of space, whereas now the road either side, mummies or daddies dropping off their kids and waiting to collect them.
And do you think our roads need to be more safe, put in more cycle paths to make it safer to cycle on the roads?
Yeah, definitely cycling paths help. If you go to a country like Copenhagen, you'll find the city is littered with cycle paths in a positive sense, and they are safe cycle paths. They have curbs on them, whereas if you look at our cycle paths, quite a few of them here in Clonmel, they're just strips on the road, so a car can still go into that space, whereas in Sweden and Denmark, no cars can interfere with a cycle path. I think the development of it now on the Cashel Road, I think I saw where they're curbed, so no truck can go in, which is good. But we need to develop a network of cycle walk paths. All our schools in the town of Clonmel are pretty close to each other, so it would be possible to create a safe walking zone and cycling zone to encourage students to cycle to school or walk, along with it being good for their health.
You can take a bus,
but sometimes the bus doesn't pass you, or you can't make it to the bus on time.
I can't walk to school because there's loads of bends and stuff on, like, where I live, even though I'm only 10 minutes away. So that's why I take the bus, and it's kind of like a car as well, because it, like, produces diesel, but there's still loads of people on the bus, so it's kind of better in a way.
So we can take a bus or you can walk to school if you don't live far away.
So as we all know, the less cars on the road and the more people using public transport, the better. And TFI Local Link provides a vital service for people in the community who can get from A to B who may otherwise not have been able to.
Yeah, so TFI Local Link, which is kind of a national thing, national brand. So we, as in TFI Local Link Tipperary, look after, we say, services within the boundary of Tipperary. But even though some of our services would extend beyond the boundary, and so some of our neighbours' services extend within the boundary of Tipperary, so we kind of interact with each other. So within Tipperary, as in what's managed by LocalLink Tipperary, would be 6 RRS services, which is regular rural services, which connect various different towns to other towns via fixed routes with official bus stop along the way within villages or townlands. And then we would have 56 what we classify as door-to-door services, which are minibus type vehicles going around picking up people at their door and bringing them into various different destinations within town, specific days of the week or specific times during the week. And we also operate the town service in Clonmel, which is an 18-hour day service with a frequency of between 3/4 an hour to an hour, which is usually successful.
Yeah, so, my mom actually recently got her free travel pass, and she's delighted with the town bus. She's a big fan of it.
All right, yeah. Well, actually, it started out, surprisingly enough, it kind of caught on very fast with the local population. I suppose they were used to it. It was a private kind of town service prior to COVID, and then during COVID, it ceased. So I suppose there was the habit in Clonmel of public transport system, but really, the passenger numbers that are travelling on it have proved that smaller towns can have town services that people will use. I suppose frequency is the key, and it operates over an extended period of day. That's when people really use these. So it's kind of like what we're finding the same to be true with, say, on our RRS services, which are a scheduled service. So, for example, we recently extended our 854 service, which was a connector between Rathgray and Nina, which travelled through Shinrone, Clochjordan, Moneygall, and Tumi Vara. That service has been extended out to Ballybrophy and Silvermines, and it was 3 return trips, and now it's 8 return trips per day. The numbers again have grown on that, and it just goes to prove once you put in a quality service for people, people will transition onto it who may have previously used a car.
Yeah, and just going back to the minibus service you were talking about, is that part of the community car scheme?
No, it would be akin to it in a way, but with a rural transport, it started off with the door-to-door services. As the evolution has happened with LocalLink over time, and we've added the scheduled services and town services, the really bread and butter stuff was the door-to-door services, and they've been operating for quite some time. With the door-to-door services, it's a pre-book service. So, for example, we have 56 of them operating throughout the county, and they pick people up at their door. They bring them to a couple of destinations within the town, and they bring people back home again. The route isn't defined, so it's an area, so much the same as a community car. It would zigzag its way around the rural area and stuff like that, picking up people. And the key thing is you have to pre-book the day before with us, and you have to be registered with us in order to avail of them services.
Brilliant. And then do you have like a strategic plan in place for sustainability? I saw that recently you introduced electric buses into rural settings.
Well, I suppose we're funded by the National Transport Authority, so it would be really the NTA would dictate as to the strategy that we're heading towards. Even though with a LocalLink Tipperary, we currently do not have an electric bus, but electric buses and electric fleets are being rolled out at other LocalLinks throughout the country. Was there is requirements that need to be satisfied as part of climate action and so forth like that. Was over time, even though it mightn't be in Tipperary, but definitely we'll see within the next 5 years electric buses and electric fleet operating within Tipperary, because it has to happen with regard to the sustainability and the CO2 emissions, in order to reduce them. So currently within the tendering framework, there is the opportunity for an operator to tender with an electric bus, and there is additional points awarded to them in regards if they so wish to tender with an electric vehicle from an operator's point of view.
Oh, okay, I understand. But great to hear that there is plans to bring them in Tipperary in the future, you know, with greenhouse gases going up and everything.
Yeah, and probably with a maybe when we move to the next iteration of the Clonmel Town Service, whenever a review will be, maybe whatever the next evolution of that particular service would be, an electric fleet. Something that I personally would like to see.
Thanks again to Anthony Moroney, General Manager of Tipperary TFI Local Link. Now, Bike Week took place this month between the 10th to the 18th of May, and Active Ireland's Cycle Right programme is the national standard for cycle training and provides practical cycle safety skills. These students got to do some workshops with them, and here's what they learned.
So we did with Kira Hanran, we did loads of activities. One of them was we went down far out side of the school, and we used a speed gun to see how fast cars were actually going in school zones.
So before we done kind of like the workshop with the cycling, I wasn't able to ride a bike, and originally I wasn't going to do it, but then I got this kind of private program with another one of my friends that weren't able to ride a bike, and like over the 6 weeks we both learned the road safety, and by the end of the 6 weeks, we were both able to ride a bike really good.
What we did with Cycle Right, we kind of did the same thing, but we did it for 6 weeks, and one of the times we learned like to test. So someone would stand behind you and put up a number, like let's just say 4, and then you have to look over your right shoulder and then say the number, and then you'd go. We learned the lifesaver trick. It's kind of like where you look left and right, but you look another time just to make sure.
The lifesaver trick is when you have to look back over your right shoulder and see if any cars are coming.
If that's inspired you to dust off your wheels and get back on your bike, then Brian White from Carrick and Shore Lions Club has just the event for you.
You've got a bike event coming up this coming bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, we have. It's part of the Lions Club activities for the Clancy Festival. We have a guy cycle from the Ormond Castle in Carrick and Shore to Castle Gortine de la Puer in Kilsheelan and everything in between. So the cycle starts at 11 a.m. on Monday. Hopefully we'll be in Gortine Castle by 1 o'clock to have a tour of the gardens, and then people can make their own way home after that. It's a great way to get out and active, see the river and everything that it has, its history and stories and its wildlife, and we hope as many as possible will join us on the day.
And it's kind of like a bring your own bike, just anyone who can cycle and has the ability to can rock up.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's a short enough cycle, you know, it's 14 kilometres on the flat. Each year we have children underage, and obviously they be the responsibility of the parents, but it's a blue way. It's designed for cycling, and it's a very pleasurable cycle, and so it's open to everybody.
Brilliant. And how much does it cost to take part?
A huge price. It's €5, and the proceeds go to the Carrick and Shore Lions Club, so everybody will be welcome, and it is always a very nice and pleasurable event.
And this is just one event that you're running at the moment, so you do like a lot of work for biodiversity in Carrick and Shore, don't you?
Well, we did. The Lions Club developed a local biodiversity action plan, and we're guided in that in a lot of our activities. And we have been active in the town with different projects, bird boxes, bat boxes, some of our pollinator-friendly planting, and we have future plans for orchards and native woodlands. So we're going all the time. It's great, and people are enjoying it. So.
And is that all on a voluntary basis?
Yes, we're all volunteers, you know. Well, earlier tonight we had our weekly Tidy Towns clean-up. Tonight's project was in the community garden in the library, and we had a number of Lions volunteers, some local volunteers, and a great turnout from our Ukrainian refugees, who really delight in helping us and mucking in, and it's great to have them. Delighted that we have such a great group in Carrick and Shore. But there's a great community spirit in Carrick, and the Carrick and Shore Lions Club is one of the oldest established organisations, and we have a brief to do things for the environment. So we have a great committee and a great group, and things are well supported. Carrick is a great town to support activities and initiatives like that, so we're blessed.
So there's great community spirit, get everybody involved.
Well, there's always room for more, and partially everybody does get involved, but those that do put in a big effort, and I think it's beginning to be more appreciated. Yeah.
So you're always looking for volunteers in the Lions Club then?
Always. There's always work to do, you know. I think, and people are great to volunteer, and it only takes a little bit of your time, but when you get a little from a lot of people, it means a lot. So it's good all around.
Well, hopefully you get a good turnout for the bike event this coming bank holiday Monday from 11 a.m, isn't it?
11 a.m. depart from the Ormond Castle, and I think the weather is going to be good, so it should be very pleasant on the riverbank. And as I said, we'll tell you all the tales and stories and interpretation of the river and the history and the castles and any wildlife that we see along the way. And then it ends in the fantastic surroundings of Castle Gortine de la Puer in Kilsheelan.
So not only is it exercise, it's educational in terms of biodiversity and seeing the nature along the river, and it's historical as well.
It is, and we're very blessed to live in this unique location along the river shore, the special area conservation, all the plants and animals that we have, and the history that's there from the towpath going way back to when the original castles were established and large houses all along the riverbank. It's a very special place, and as I say, it's very dear to us in the Lions Club, and it's very special. So, you know, we think anybody partaking in the cycle will take something away from it, and we hope we have a good day.
Well, the weather's looking good for it, so hopefully you get a good turnout. How do people sign up if they want to? How do they get in contact with you if they want to take part?
Well, we won't turn anyone away on the day, but if people wish to book, they can contact me at 086-833-4844. And we are advertised on the Clancy Festival brochure. And as I say, they're the contact details. But we'd prefer if people would book in advance so we have an idea of numbers.
Brilliant, thanks Brian.
Okay.
For more on climate change, join us for the next episode of Ours to Protect, Saturday 14th of June from 6 p.m. or listen back on tipfm.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.